we had this fascinating topic, the Tumah Hutcha B'tzibur, Machlokes Reb Shimon, Reb Yehuda, Machlokes HaTanoim, and then the Gemara says in Yuma, that's on Yuma Dav Zayin. The daf before, this sugya begins Yuma Dav Vav, it's a Machlokes HaMaroim. Then they come to the realization that Machlokes HaMaroim is which Tana's opinion to accept. It's really Machlokes HaTanoim, whether Tumah Hutcha B'tzibur, Tumah Duchoy B'tzibur. What's an afkaminis? In our sugya, the afkaminis, is that a valid reason to be Ba'abras HaShana? Tumahutra Bitsiba Heta Gomer. So it's Mamish Ibrahana Shalala Tzorech. So you're not supposed to be Ma'abadashana Bipnea Tumah. Tumah Duchoy Bitsibur. So there's room to say that it is Litzorech. You can still say Tumah Duchoy Bitsibur, so it's still Shalala Tzorech. But at least there's room to discuss the possibility. Maybe there is a Tzorech over there. There, the Gemara in Yuma, the above, has a different Nafkamina. If Tumah is Duchoy Bitsibur, then it's only nitches, the tzorech hakrobas karbonat sibur is doicha, the yisa tume, so it's only nitches bitziruf tzitz to be meratza. Our sugya quoted that. Because the koyach to be doicha is doicha the yisa, but it's not doicha the psul. There's a psul tume, there's an yisa to be makro karbonas in the state of tume, and there's a psul tume. So the psul tume can't be taken care of with being doicha the yisa. Even if there's no issa, but bottom line, self kol self, the carbon was offered betuma. So if you hold tuma duchi b'tzibi, need a tziruf of tzitz to be meratza, to be machsha the carbon. If you hold tuma hucha b'tzibi, means the whole parsha was never formulated when you're talking about a carbon tziba. Never formulated, so you don't need any tzitz to be meratza. There's neither an issa nor a psul. Then the Gemara has the other nafkamina. If it's duchuya b'tzibu, then it's similar to esa doicha loisese. Doicha is only when there's a tzorech. If it's yev shalakayim shnei, if you can't fulfill the mitzvah without violating the iser, then you have a yesei b'yitcha loisesei. Then it's doicha. But let's say all the karbonis from today's beisav, all the kohanim from today's beisav, there were 24 mishmaris, and every mishmar was divided into six batayobis. 1/6 of the kohanim of that mishmar brought karbonis on Sunday, 1/6 brought on Monday, 1/6 on Tuesday. Then on Shabbos, everybody went home. And whoever stayed behind, all the mishmaris, all the batei avos were joined together. All the batei avos from that mishmar were joined together to be makor karbonis on Shabbos. Nobody brought any nedarim and nedavos on Shabbos. It was just the bare essentials, just to meet him and himself, and that's all. And the chavita kain gadol, what else? There were hardly any karbonis on Shabbos. To meet him and himself, and chavita kain gadol, ketores twice a day, and that's it. That's all. Okay. So they didn't need so many. They didn't need 1/6 of the Kohanim to be makor of the karbonis. So the Gemara says, what if all the Kohanim from that Beis Av, today's Wednesday, all the Kohanim from today's Beis Av, they're all Tomei. See if you'll Tumah Hutcha B'tzibu Heta Gomer. So you don't have to be Mishana Sidri Bereshis to ask the Kohanim from the other Batei Avos they should come to today. Today's Wednesday, so Wednesday Beis Av will do. If it's Hutcha, it's Hutcha. But if you hold that it's dechuya, it's only litzorech, it's eyev shelekayim shneim, so the world doesn't come to an end. So tell all the kohanim to meim, don't be makor karbonis, get the other kohanim who are tohar to do the avoda. So these are the several nafkaminas, whether tumah hutcha b'tzibur or tumah dechuya b'tzibur. Yeah. So then we had a taisus on yud beis on beis, tibar maschal shetuma. So taisus explains what really appears in the Mishnah beginning of the second parak in Temura. When you say korban tzibur versus korban yochid, it's not really accurate over here. It doesn't really depend on korban tzibur. It depends on zmana kavua. Even a korban yochid, which is zmana kavua, is decha shabbos and decha tumah, and the same din tumah hutcha b'tzibur, the same din to be makrib b'shabbos or b'yontav. Which korban is decha shabbos? A korban that's zmana kavua. Zmana kavua means if it'll be over yom a bottle korban. If you won't bring the korban today, you'll just lose your opportunity to bring the korban. So then halacha says that it's decha shabbos and it's decha tumah. So it doesn't really depend on korban yochid versus korban tzibur. It really depends on korban shezman kavua versus korban shein zman kavua. So Tosfos gave a few mishalim. So they gave par halam davar shel tzibur is a korban tzibur. What's the difference between a korban yochid and a korban tzibur? Korban yochid is paid for it. Who pays for it? That's how you decide who's the bala korban. So if a private person pays for his chatas, his osham, his oila, his shlomim, that's a korban yochid because he pays for it. Korban tzibur has to be paid for by the tzibur. Where do you get mamon tzibur? How do you accomplish mamon tzibur? So Ramban Chumash says, if all the people in the generation chip in together, everybody gives a penny, and they bring korbanos, that's korban ashutfim. That's not korban tzibur. So how does it become korban tzibur? Ramban says, if he purchases it from machzah shekel money, if you buy from your own money, then it's a korban ayochid. In korban yochid, there's a din. Let's say I know my next door neighbor was machal Shabbos b'shogeg, and he has to bring a chatas, and he can't afford it. So I want to do him a favor. So I tell him, rely on me. I'm going to go. I go to the Beis Hamikdash. I tell him my next door neighbor is Pliny, and he was machal Shabbos b'shogeg, and I want to do him a favor. So here's the money, and be makar korban chatas on his behalf. He gave me permission to do on his behalf. So there's such a thing as magdish amanashi is kapa v'chavera. A private person is magdish it, and he wants someone else to be the bala korban. It should be offered on behalf of somebody else. So mizman b'aisheni, that was one of the big issues that was debated between the tzdukim and the chachamim. The chachamim said in the korban tzibur there is no such thing. That a private person, let's say the Bentheim family, will donate $5 million to take care of all the korbanos tzibur this year. They'll hang up a sign, all korbanos tzibur were taken care of this year by a certain family. Magdish Amanashe is kapa v'chaver. So the Mishnah says that that's not acceptable. The tzdukim held that just like it's acceptable by korban yochid, it's acceptable by korban tzibur. Somebody could be magdish Amanashe is kapa v'chaver, a yochid, so somebody could be magdish Amanashe, that the whole tzibur should be yitz. And the Gemara says we have a tradition that it's not so. That's one of the Yomim Tovim in Megillas Tainis, Bizman Baisheni. Every other week there was another Yomtov from the Megillas Tainis. And all the Yomim Tovim and Megillas Tainis that they added on with the Rabbanon, they all revolved about things that took place in the Beis HaMikdash. Whenever they improved the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, or the Hakrovas HaKrabonis, or the institution of the Kuhne Gedoylo, or the institution of the Sanhedrin, which is supposed to meet in the Beis HaMikdash. And whenever something was improved, whenever the Beis HaMikdash was spared from destruction, whenever the Chashmonaim were victorious in battle, so they saved the Beis HaMikdash from being defiled, used for Avodah Zarah purposes, or being destroyed. So whenever there was something to celebrate in the Beis HaMikdash, it may not under Yantam. So one of the Yamim Tovim is, he took him to meet. The Korban Tovid was established. What happened? What do you mean it was established? They kicked out the Tzdukim. There were years that the Tzdukim were running the Sanhedrin. There were years that the Tzdukim were running the Beis HaMikdash. There were makor of Korbanos improperly. They would always celebrate Shavuos on a Sunday, which is Shalai Kedin. That's what they call, the Christians call Pentecost. Pentecost, the Chag HaChamishim, the 50th day, that Shavuos. So that's it. The Christians have a lot of things that they carried over, around 10, 20 things they carried over from the Tzdukim, from the Zman Baisheni. So that was one of them, that they only celebrate Pentecost on a Sunday, an extended weekend. That's how the Gemara says that. Pesach is a whole week, so you go away to the hotel. And Sukkah is a whole week. You take off. But Shavuot is only one day, so how can you take off? It's uncomfortable. So Moshe Rabbeinu, that's how the Tzedukim said, Moshe, as if Moses made up all the laws. Moshe Rabbeinu was Ovisol Haya, he loved the Jewish people, so he decided that Shavuos is a holiday of one day, it'll be an extended weekend, it'll always be on a Sunday. So he wanted to take off work in the middle of the week, take off Shabbos anyway, so Shavuos is going to be on Sunday. So there were years that they were makriv all the Musafim of Shavuos on Sunday. Shaloi Kedin, Shavuos sometimes falls out on Sunday, and most of the time does not fall out on a Sunday. It's supposed to be 7 weeks after the you start counting Sfiras Hayomer, the first day Chamoed Pesach, after 7 weeks, the Chag HaChamishim. So that's the Christians carried that over there. Pentecost is a Chag HaChamishim. By us, it's not the Chag HaChamishim. By us, it's Shavuos, the weeks, not the days. The weeks are Kaveh Shavuos. That's another thing. So the Gemara says that for years, the Tzdukim were running the Beis HaMikdash, and when the Chachamim succeeded in kicking them out and following the Torah Shebal Peh, so they made a Yomtov, he took them Chag HaShavuah, they established Shavuos that it should be observed properly, not always on a Sunday, sometimes on a Sunday, sometimes in the middle of the week. And on another occasion, when they kicked out the Tzdukim, he took him to Midah, they established the Korban Tamid that it should be brought properly, shouldn't permit a private individual or a private family to donate all the money, like you do by Korban Yochid. You could be Magdash Amanashi is Kapa Bochaveiro. But by Korban Tzibur, the Halacha says that there's a concept of Tzibur, a special concept of Tzibur. So that's what. So usually, that's how you decide whether something is a Korban Yochid, Korban Tzibur. If it's paid for by private funds, then it's a Korban Yochid. Paid for by Machzah Shekel money, then it's a Korban Tzibur. So Tosfos says here, you have a Korban Tzibur that's not Derechet Tumah. When is that? The Par Halam Dov Shel Tzibur, because that's Mana Kavua. You can bring it today, next week, next year. There's no rush to bring it, whatever you want. then once in a while you have a Korban Yochid which is Mana Kavua. Most of the Korban Yochid is not Mana Kavua. Sometimes you have a Korban Yochid that is Mana Kavua. Where do you have Chavita Kohen Gadol? The Kohen Gadol has to bring a Minchas Chavit in every day of the year. Machzisa Baboik and Machzisa Bein Ha'abayin. So that Minchas Chavit he has to pay for from his own money. That's why when you appoint a Kohen Gadol, you have to pay him a salary. How's he going to be able to pay? He has to bring korban in his pocket, so we have to pay him a salary. He should be able to pay for the korbanos that he's supposed to offer. So the chavit the kohen gadol, he had to pay for every day. That's zman kavua. Every single day is zman kavua. He's going to miss a day. He can't bring two tomorrow. He's going to miss today's. He'll bring tomorrow's, but if over yom abatul korbanos, he's not going to bring today's minchas chavit, and he's going to miss out today's mitzvah. So minchas chavit of the kohen gadol, chavit the kohen gadol. Is Deichet Shabbos and Deichet Tumah. And the same thing, let's say, Parachatas HaShalom, on Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol brings to meet him and himself him. And what in the Karbon is Parachatas HaShalom? He pays for it from his own pocket. This Shnei Sirim, Sar Echad Hashem, Sar Echad Azel, so that paid for from the Tzibudika money, from the Machtza Shekel money. But the Parachatas HaShalom, he pays for from his own money. It's Deichet Yom Kippur. It's only brought on Yom Kippur. Parachatas HaShalom was only brought on Yom Kippur once a year. So you can have a korban yochid shezman kavua and it is deichet tumah in Shabbos, and you have a korban tzibur shezman kavua. It's not deichet Shabbos, not deichet tumah. So that's what Tosis points out. That's Rav Meir in the Mishnah and Temura says like that. It's not really a function of whether it's a korban yochid, a korban tzibur. It's a little bit in misnomer when we say tumah muta b'tzibur. B'tzibur means a korban shezman kavua. Tosis gave one of the mishalim. Is Korban Pesach. So they say Korban Pesach, everybody pays for it from their own pocket. That's a Korban Yochid. But it's Mana Kavua. You have to bring it on Yud Dalet Nissen in the afternoon. If you didn't bring it on Yud Dalet Nissen, no, but Yom Abot Lo Korbanah. So Taisa says, even though it's a Korban Yochid, but it's Mana Kavua, so therefore it's Decha Shabbos and Decha Tumah. So that happens, that line in Taisa, someone pointed out, that line in Taisa is a little bit built in Meduyak, because there is a Gemara in Yuma, where the Gemara says that Korban Pesach, although it's purchased with private funds, you don't buy it with the Machtza Shekel money, nonetheless, is treated like a Korban Tzibur. The Gemara says, why? Because Osi B'chirufya, because all of Klal Yisrael comes together to bring the Korban Pesach. So we treat it like a Korban Tzibur. Is there any nafkamina between a Korban Tzibur Shezman HaKavua and a Korban Yochid Shezman HaKavua? Man HaKavua is Decha Shabbos Decha Tumah. So the Gemara has a Yuma. At one point, the Gemara had a Havamina to distinguish. Regarding this issue, this Machlekes Hatanaim, Rabbi Yudi, Rabbi Shimon, and Machlekes Amaroim, and Yuma Davov, whether Tumah is Mutta B'tzibur, Duchuya B'tzibur, which is it? So the Gemara had a Havamina at one point. It's rejected. We don't hold like this. The Gemara had a Havamina to distinguish. Korban Tzibur Shezman HaKavua is Hutra. Korban Yochid Shezman HaKavua is Duchuya. Where do you get that from? So the Pashtus is that chilek is only made the Rabbanon. If Korban Tzibur Shezman HaKavua is Hutra, so Korban Yochid Shezman HaKavua should also be Hutra. Made the Rabbanon, you treat it as if it's Duchuya. So the Gemara at that point says, even if you hold that a Korban Yochid Shezman HaKavua is only Duchuya, and a Korban Tzibur Shezman HaKavua is Hutra, a Korban Pesach, even though it's paid for by private funds, should really be considered the Korban Yochid Shezman HaKavua. That's what Taisa says, the Korban Yochid. So the Gemara says wrong. The Gemara Yuma says not like Taisa says. The Korban B'chinufya, everybody comes and they bring together, has the status like a Korban Shibur. It's Korban Tzibur Shezman HaKavua.
Isn't this Machlokes Tanaim and this Zvachim? I'm trying to remember precisely. I don't precisely remember what it is, but there's Machlokes Tanaim and Rav Shimon whether Zvachim or not is what determines whether it's considered a Korban Tzibur or Korban Yochid.
No. That's a different discussion. What are you allowed to bring on a bama? It's a different shayla.
But it's not based on the same, on what's considered Yochid and Tzibur?
It's related, but it's not the same. This is a Mishnah. What Taisa says here, this is a Mishnah.
Isn't there a focus on this Tosefta in Temura? That mother, the focus about Zman HaKavua or not Zman HaKavua, Tzibur versus Yochid?
I don't remember. I don't know. Not familiar. Don't know. Yeah. What are the examples of Tumah Muta B'tzibur? So we had four examples. We had four cases of Tumah Muta B'tzibur. One case that the Gemara discusses is the Kohen is about to be mocked a korban. Minchas Ha'omer. Minchas Ha'omer is mana kavua. Minchas Ha'omer has to be brought Thursday Chol HaMoed Pesach. When you don't bring the Minchas Ha'omer, then you lost the chance. Can't bring it another day. So the korban, the Kohen is holding the Minchas Ha'omer. The nitmis minchasa biyadai. He's holding it in his hands, and the korban becomes tummy. He didn't become tummy. The korban, he realizes that the minchas ha'omer is tummy. It's not mitame him. He's tohar. So the Mishnah says, the Gemara says, if you hold tumas hutra b'tzibur, shtok, keep quiet. Just be marked with minchas ha'omer. Don't tell anybody about it. The din is that it's muta b'tzibur. Muta b'korban shezban kavua. But if it's the chuya, so don't be makriv it. Get another minchas ha'omer. Who tells you to be makriv this one? Get a different minchas ha'omer. So that's the case. Tumas muta b'tzibur, the korban is nitman. Then there's another case. The korban is not tamei. The kohen who's going to do the avodah is tamei. But also the din that tumas muta b'tzibur, even if the kohen ha'oved is tamei. Then the Gemara had a third case. Of Tumah Muta Betziba, if the Rav Hatziba is Tomei by Korban Pesach, then you say Tumah is Muta Betziba. So the truth of the matter is, Tosfos says that Korban Pesach is Mana Kavua. So Korban Pesach is Mana Kavua, so the dinner should be Derech Tumah. Even a Yochid, even the Korban Yochid, says Mana Kavua is Derech Tumah. So the din should have been that Korban Pesach is Mana Kavua. So you should say that everybody should bring in Betumah. Everybody should be allowed to bring a betuma. Oh, so then you wouldn't need a whole institution of Pesach. Everyone should bring. So the Rebbe Shalom gave a din of Pesach Sheni. So now it comes out that it's not Zman HaKavua. It's not Ovi Yom HaBatul Karbana. If you don't bring it today, you can bring it next month. Before the din of Pesach Sheni was given, before they were told that there's an institution of Pesach Sheni, Karban Pesach would have been a Karban that's Muta Betuma. Tosfos gave that as a mashal. Tosfos says it's a Karban Yochid Zman HaKavua. So we said it's not accurate. The Gemara calls it even better. It's a korban tzibur, which is Zman HaKavua, even though it's purchased from private money, not purchased from Achzah Shekel money. But because Osei Bechinufya, everybody brings it. Millions of people come together. They all participate in korban Pesach together. So we call it a korban tzibur, which is Zman HaKavua. So the korban tzibur, which is Zman HaKavua, is Derech HaTumah. It's Ovi Yom HaBatul Karbana. So the Rebbe Shalom said, no, I'm going to institute a din of Pesach Sheni. So it's not Ovi Yom HaBatul Karbana. It's not Ovi Yom HaBatul Karbana. So the Baruch Shalom said, Korban Pesach is an exception to the rule. That if someone is Tameh, he should bring Pesach Sheni. But if the Rav HaTzibur is Tameh, the Gemara learns that the diok from the Pasuk. Ish nitche le Pesach Sheni, vein HaTzibur nitchem. It says, Ish, if a private person, less than 50% of the Tzibur will be Tameh, then the nitche le Pesach Sheni. But if Rav HaTzibur, 51% of the Tzibur will be Tameh, the Gemara says 51% of the tzibur. Our Gemara says, but you count the women also, you only count the men, machlekes. But the Gemara says, himself, you only count the people who happen to be in Yerushalayim at that time. You don't count all the Jews all over Eretz Yisrael, all the Jews all over the whole wide world. Only those who are right near the Beis HaMikdash in Yerushalayim. So there the din is, if the Rav HaTzibur Atomei, then the Tmeim are allowed to bring the Korban Pesach Petum and Pesach Rishon. You don't have to tell them to wait till Pesach Sheni. Some of the Tmeim will not be Mutter. Tumas Mutter B'tzibur is only Tumas Meis. But if the person is a Zab Zavi, a Letus, a Metzairah, then the Mishnah says they can't bring Pesach Rishon B'tumah. They have to wait till Pesach Sheni and then they'll bring a B'tahara. If they don't become Tahar, then they just don't bring not Pesach Rishon, not Pesach Sheni. Okay? So that's one. That's a third case. Tumas Muta B'tzibur, an example is, if Rav HaTzibur is Tomei, if the Miut HaTzibur is Tomei, I should have said Pesach is a Zman HaKavua, and it should have been Derech HaTumah. Everyone should, even a Yochid should have brought down Pesach Rishon. But once the Rebbeinu Shalom gave the Parsha of Pesach Sheni, so he said, it's not Zman HaKavua. You can bring in a Pesach Sheni. So he said, that's an exception to the rule. But when does the din apply to Korban Pesach if the Rav HaTzibur is Tomei? What kind of halach is that? So the Rambam formulated another halacha. And the Gemara Nes never says. The Gemara has the two kinds. Tumas Muta, but three kinds, what we just said. The Kohen is holding the Mincha Soima Biyodah, V'nitmis Minchasa Biyodah. The Karban Mincha became Tomei. So the Gemara says, Shtok, Don't tell anybody what happened. The tuma, if it's hutra, so just be makir of him, don't ask any questions. If tuma dechuyah betzibur, then try to replace it. Get a different minchasim. Who says you have to bring this one? Bring a different one. If you can avoid it, you should avoid it. So the one case in the Gemara is when the korban is nit, but one case of the kain ha'ayvet is tameh. If it's a mutah betzibur, so he can be makir betuma. In the third case, if the roiv hatzibur is tameh by korban pesach, it should have been, if anybody's tameh, he should be able to bring the korban pesach because it says manakavur. But when the Rosh Hashanah gave the din of pesach sheni, so he modified it a little bit. So now the din is if the roiv hatzibur is tameh, they all bring those who are tameh mays bring in a state of tumah. So from that, the Rambam understood a fourth din. We bring tmidim u'masofim on whose behalf? On behalf of Klal Yisrael. So the Gemara has a din tomei mishaleach korbanos. If a person is tomei, he can give the money to someone who's tahor and tell him, you go to Beis HaMikdash, I live in New York. I'm tomei. You take the money, go to the Beis HaMikdash and bring, I need a korban chatas. I was machal Shabbos b'shoigeng, bring a korban chatas for me. So the Gemara says, tomei mishaleach korbanos. So the Tosis understands mamish a tomei, even a tomei mace. I attended a funeral. I'm an avatuma. I'm in the chaver kaddisha. Let's say I'm an avatuma. Sakmei mishaleach korbanos. So the entire says details about which tummy, yeah, which tummy, no. They're not too sure about which tummy may be mishaleach, which tummy not. The Rambam says restricts it very much. The Rambam says if he's a tummy avatuma, he cannot be mishaleach korbanos. Only he's a rishon l'tuma. Lower than a rishon, he can't be. Because from the four things that are mekabel tuma, odem mekalem ochlem amashkim, so odem mekalem are not mekabel tuma from a rishon. Whatever tuma is transmitted, it goes down a madrega. That's called told the same labka yitzibem. When you transmit tuma, so it has to go down a madrega. So a meis is avi avoy satuma. If you go to a funeral, the tuma is transmitted from the meis to you. You become an afatuma. Then you shake hands with someone. When you go home, you make him into a rishon l'tuma. Then he touches food, makes it into a sheni l'tuma. Whenever the tuma is transmitted, it goes down. So to transmit tumah to other mekalim, they have to be mekabel tumah from an av hatumah or above, either from an av or avi avos hatumah, either from the mace himself or from someone who attended the funeral who's an av hatumah. So other mekalim cannot be mekabel tumah from a rishon l'tumah. That's called the so Adam can never be a sheni. Adam can never be. The only time you're a sheni is if you're mekabel tumah from a rishon. Adam and kalim can't be mekabel tumah from a rishon. Rishon is called toldus. The obvious is the Av and the Avi Avos, that's above. And in Rishon, Sheni, Shlishi, Rivi, Chamishi, that's all told us. So the Rambam has this unique sheet that the Balei Tosfos do not agree, that Tomei Meshaleach Korban Oisav is only if the person who's Tomei is only a Rishon L'tumah. But if he's an Av HaTumah, he cannot be Meshaleach Korban Oisav. So the Rambam says, the Karbonis Tziba Rofer, I'm here for all of Klal Yisrael. So we say strictly, speaking, Klal Yisrael means all the Jews who live from the days of Avraham Avinu till Bias HaMashiach, at Bias HaGol. So the Rambam says, but when you're calculating whether Rav HaTziba is Tomei HaTohar, for this then the Tmidim HaMasofim are often on behalf of Klal Yisrael, so they're the Balei HaKarbon. So if the rov of the Jews living in the world, I'm not sure what he means, the rov of the Jews living in Eretz Yisrael, only a rov of the Jews living in the whole wide world, I'm not sure what he means. If the rov of the Jewish population today is Tomei Av HaTumah, so how can they be Meshaleach Korban Oisav? How can you be Makriv the Tmidim U'Masofim? You're not supposed to be Makriv Tomei Yenim Meshaleach Korban Oisav if the Tomei is an Av HaTumah or above. So the Rambam says, if the Rav HaTzibur is Tamei, then we apply the din of Tumah Mutah B'Tzibur. That's another example. So according to the Rambam, the third case that the Gemara had, the first case was, Hayamin Makrib Mincha Soim, Abinit Mincha Sabiyod, the Mincha becomes Tamei, or the Kain Ha'evit is Tamei. Or the third case was, if the Rav HaTzibur is Tamei by Korban Pesach, because Korban Pesach, the Gemara said, is a Korban Tzibur, even though it's paid for by Machtash, even though it's paid for by private money. Because Asi Bichnuf, you'll be treated like a Korban Tzibur. So therefore the din depends, but the Rav HaTzibur is Tomei. So for that din, if Rav HaTzibur is Tomei, then it's called Tumah, Korban Pesach is offered in a state of Tumah. So the Rambam extrapolated from that about bringing Tamidim U'Masofim. How can you bring Tamidim U'Masofim on behalf of Klal Yisrael? If the Klal Yisrael are all Tomei, Av HaTumah, the living people have a if they only have Rishon L'Tumah, so Mishal Tamim, Mishal Eich Karbon Aser, there's no problem. They'll bring the Tminim himself on behalf of all the Klal Yisrael, the Kohanim, the Beis HaMikdash HaTohar, the Bala Karbon, on whose behalf it's offered is Klal Yisrael, they're all Tameh, not a problem. But if the Klal Yisrael is going to be Tameh Av HaTumah, so then Tameh Eina Mishal Eich Karbon Aser. So the answer the Rambam says is, if the Rav HaTzibur is Tameh, Tumas Meis Av HaTumah, his Tumah is Mutah B'Tzibur.
So who said that ending? Everybody else should lose. In other words, who says we're
makar
on behalf of the Tameim?
I mean, we should only be
makar
on behalf of the Tameim.
No, they didn't. Nobody's doing anything. I mean, they're not actually sending.
But the Kohanim and the Beis Hamikdash, the Karbonis, they have in mind everybody. The whole Klal Yisrael is included. Everybody, even the people that didn't give to Machzah Shekel, even the people that didn't give, the Kohanim have in mind. They're bringing the Karbonis to meet him himself on behalf of all of Klal Yisrael. Even the people that didn't give the Machzah Shekel money. So if the Rav HaTzibur is Tomei, so Tomei Eina Mishalech Karban Asav if you're an Av HaTumah. So the Rambam says the answer is, because it's Manu Kavua, Karban Tzibur is Mutta B'Tumah.
Doesn't the Rambam Paskin that Tumah is the Chuyah B'Tzibur?
Correct.
So would he say that there's an individual Chuyah on every person who is Tomei at the time to be Matahir himself? In order that it shouldn't be that you're representing half the Tzibur who's Tomei?
Okay.
Even if everybody's tummy is also good.
No, but saying according to the Rambam, it says that it's the chuyah.
So means you should try to avoid it.
Everyone has a personal, everyone would have a personal chuyah to be retired. So
okay,
so
should try to avoid it. And the Hanami? Okay.
Some people can.
Okay, those who have the possibility to go to Mitka, they should try, right? Because since the chuyah is a chuyah, efshel kaim shneihem, if it's really avoidable, if it's not too difficult, then you have to try to avoid it. Okay, enochinami. So this is the Gemara about tuma muta betziba. The Rama paskins tuma duchuya betziba. Right, Rama paskins tuma duchuya betziba. There's a sefer kafta baferach that was written by one of the rishonim who went on aliyah from Europe to Eretz Israel. So he writes there that he heard that in earlier generations there was a havamina that they were going to make a mizbech and bring karbanis. Bring karbanis. It sounds like tamidim and musafim. Bring karbanis, tamidim and musafim. So he says, how can they do that? Everybody's tamei. How can you be makar karbanis? And at this 10 chapters later, he says, among the issue that I raised 10 chapters ago, oh, the answer probably is that tamidim and musafim is mana kavua, so that tumah is muta betzibim. That's what he writes. That was the havmina that we're going to bring. So the shayla is, but we paskin tumah duchuya betzibim. So if you hold duchuya, then you can only be makar of the karbanis betzirav. The Ritzoy Tzitz. So you have to Kohen Gadol. You have to have a Kohen Gadol who's wearing a Tzitz. We don't have anybody pointed as a Kohen Gadol. We have Kohanim. We don't have. In order to be Makro Kabbanis, you need Big De Kuhuna. You have to have a Kohen. You have to have Big De Kuhuna. You have to have a Kohen Gadol who's wearing a Tzitz. We pass them like the Tana. Odal Mitzcha Miratze, and Odal Mitzcha Eina Miratze. So it's only Miratze when he's wearing the Tzitz. He's not wearing it now. The Gemara said that these two things are Abshirma, Rabbi Yehuda held that this Toli Zed is if you hold the Chuya, if you hold the Chuya, then you have to say, logically, you have to say like Abshirma that the Tzitz is Meratze, even if he's not wearing it. And if you hold Hutra, then you can say Tzitz, Meratze, you can insist Tzitz on the Meratze when you're wearing it. Because they're both, Rabbi Yehuda, Abshirma, both concerned when the Kohen Gadol goes into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, so he's not allowed to wear the Tzitz. He's not allowed to walk into the Kodesh HaKadoshim with the Tzitz. So what are you going to do if tumah will happen at that time? So the korban will be nipsal, you have to do it over, it's inconceivable. They said it's inconceivable. So Rabbi Yehuda said, nothing to worry about, you don't need a tzitz there. That's tumah hutra v'tzibah. Had to come, you don't need a tzitz. Rabbi Shimon says you do need a tzitz because he holds tumah duchuya. So duchuya only doicha the yisr, it's not doicha the psul. So he says it must be that the tzitz is meratzah even if the Kohen Gadol is not wearing it. The Rambam paskins not like the premise that they, but they both said it's inconceivable. The Rambam conceives of it, and he paskins like that. He paskins dechuya, and therefore dechuya, he needed a tziruf of the tzitz to be meratze, and he paskins the tzitz on the meratze when he's wearing it, when the Kohen Gadol is wearing it. So nachanami, if the Kohen Gadol does the avodah lifnai b'lifnim, he's not allowed to wear the tzitz then. If a tumah will occur, he'll have to pass all the karbanos and start all over again, bring those karbanos all over again. So getting now lemaisa, if tak in the days of the Rishonim there was a havamina, today if there's a havamina that they want to bring karbanas Shezmanim kavu in a state of tumah. First of all, you have to have kohanim to do the avodah. Shchitik sher bizar. But kabbalah halacha zviki, you need a kohen for us. You have to have kohanim. Then you have to have a kohen gadol. Someone has to appoint a kohen gadol. Who appoints a kohen gadol? Who appoints him? So Tosis in Yuma and Daf Yud Bey says either echav a kohanim or the bez na gadol. Tosis is not sure who's supposed to appoint the kohen gadol. So you have to appoint somebody. The correct body has to appoint the kohen gadol. Either bez na gadol or echav kohanim. Then the kohen gadol has to have a tzitz. He has to be wearing the tzitz. Otherwise, he can't be makor kabbonis in the state of tumah. Then the kohenim have to wear big dekuna. We're not so sure what some of the big dekuna look like. Rashi and Chumash writes libi emali. He thinks his heart tells him this. Some of the other big dekuna, the Rambam says that the mitznefes was a turban that went 32 amos long, wound it around a few times. How are you going to know how to make a turban? The big dekuna, some of them are not so clear. You have to have tcheles. The big dekuna, you need tcheles and tzitzis. If you don't have tcheles, it's a machleikas satanoim. Whether tcheles meakeves or not. And roasted Rishon and Paskin that Tcheles not Miakevis, but in big dekun it's a beferish at Tosefta. Tcheles is Miakevis. So if you don't have Tcheles, you can't have big dekun. That's why the Radzina Rebbe in the late 1800s, he traveled specially from Poland, from Radzin to Italy. He was a big genius. So he went, there was an aquarium where they had all kinds of sea animals there. He had a bimavar, which one is the Chalozin, because he wanted to prepare for the, he wasn't so worried about tzitzis. He wanted to prepare for the coming of Mashiach. We're going to bring korbanos. So you need tcheles for the big dekuna. Once you have tcheles, you wear it in the tzitzis and the beged also. But he was interested. We have to prepare for the eventuality of having a beis hamikdash and big dekuna, and the tcheles is me'akev there. So that's why that's the initial motivation why he went. Then the Netziv has another. The Netziv has in his tshuvas in the Meshev Dovar. So he has a comment, and others pick this up also. The Binyan Tzion also has like this. The pasuk says, "Vashem Moshe's Mikdashech Meloy Ariach Berech Nichoichachem." In the Teichachem Mechukayse, it says, "I will destroy the Beis Hamikdash, Vashem Moshe's Mikdashechem, and then after the Beis Hamikdash will be destroyed, Veloy Ariach Berech Nichoichachem, and I won't be interested in smelling the fragrant smell of the korban." So usually, when you bring a korban, is that Baruch Shalom should be pleased over the fact, it should be merutza. Baruch Shalom should be pleased over the fact that we're bringing karbanis, we're giving him gifts. So Baruch Shalom is angry, so he says he's going to punish, he's going to destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and he's not going to. So the Gemara says, from this pasuk, the Mishnah in Megillah quotes Rabbi Yehuda, says, from this Mishnah you can tell that the Makom HaMikdash retained the Kedusha even after the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed. How do you see? Because it says, Hashem Oisi Es Mikdashechem. I will destroy the Beis HaMikdash. It sounds like it's destroyed. And after it's destroyed, it's still called the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem Oisi. Otherwise, it should have said, Es Mikdashechem HaShomeim. But it doesn't say like that. It says, Hashem Oisi, first I will destroy Es Mikdashechem. So it sounds like afilu b'shama musam kidoshimim. Even in a state of shmama, even when the Beis HaMikdash is in a state of destruction, it still retains the kedusha. The Rambam passed like that. The kedusha HaMikdash is kitchel asilovet. Rambam says kedusha ha'oretz that was accomplished by Yeshua ben Nun, sheba shekavshe, sheba shechilku. So when the Babylonian armies took over Eretz Yisrael, so the kedusha ha'oretz disappeared, vanished into thin air. But the kedusha shnia, which was not accomplished like the kibush. So that was Kitcha Losalova. That Kedusha remained even after the Churban, even after the Roman armies took over Eretz Yisrael. They cancelled the whole Jewish Medina. So the Kedusha Shnia remained in Eretz Yisrael. So the Rambam says this distinction between Kedusha Vishon and Kedusha Shnia is only vis-a-vis Kedusha Sa'oretz. But Kedusha Samigdash, the Rambam's opinion is, was Kitcha Losalova from day number one. Shlomo HaMelech built the first place Samigdash. So that was it. So even after the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash, the Kedusha Samokam remained. That's how the Rambam writes. The Ravid writes not so. The Ravid writes, it was Nizgala to him, Al Pi Kabbalah, that is not so. He says, the Kedusha, when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, she knew it was Osid Lehechorev. They knew already from the days of the Chet HaMeraglim. In the Chumash, it doesn't say explicitly, but in Yecheskel HaNovi and in Tehillim, it says that right after the Chet HaMeraglim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going to send the Jews into, when they go into Eretz Yisrael, and build the Beis HaMikdash, I will send them into Golis, and I will destroy the Beis HaMikdash. So they already knew before before they entered Eretz, they already knew that the Bais Rishon that will be built, that was built ultimately by Shlomo HaMelech, was going to be destroyed. And then when they built the Bais Sheni, so the Rabbi writes the Loshon, Yedeo Hoya Ezra Sha'asid Lehecharev. Ezra knew when he built the second Bais HaMikdash that it was doomed to be destroyed. Why? Because they were told, Shlomo HaMelech composed Shir Hashem Baruch HaKadosh. He said, So the Gemara says an additional level of interpretation, it's not the Pshut of Shlomikra, an additional level of interpretation implies, if after 70 years of Golas Babel, everybody will come back, all the Messians, all the millions of Jews will come back from Babel to Eretz Yisrael, then I will, the second Beis HaMikdash will be like a metal structure, Ein HaRekav Sholed Bo, metal doesn't rot. In Delasi, if be a shvach aliyah, not so alalu achores. So the second Beis HaMikdash shall be like a wooden bungalow, like a wooden hut, and wooden buildings rekav shalavah. They right away. So when they built the second Beis HaMikdash, hardly anybody showed up from Golas Bavel. The Pesukim say 43,000 Jews and change from there. Millions of Jews who were there. 43,000 Jews came back. There was a drop in the bucket. There was nobody there. So the Rabbanu Shem, so Yedeo Hoya Ezra from day number one that the Bais Sheni was also lechor. So the Rabbi writes, Shlomo HaMelech knew the Bais Rishon was also lechor, so it was only mekadosh it lezman. And he says, Ezra knew the Yodeo Hayez Shasid lechor, if he knew the Bais Sheni was going to be doomed to destruction, so it was only mekadosh it lezman. So the Rabbi holds the Ramah holds that Bakam HaMikdash was kitshel lozlav from day number one. When Shlomo HaMelech built the first place HaMikdash, that Bakam HaMikdash was kitshel lozlav. The Rabbi says, not true. Yedeo Hayashlomo, the Bais Rishon is going to be Chayes. It was only he built it. It was only Mikadosh et Lizman. Yedeo Hayezra, that the Bais Sheni was also Chayes. It was only Mikadosh et Lizman. That's the question. Where does he come off to make such a concept? Do you have the ability to be Mikadosh something Lizman? Mikadosh the latitude and longitude. This case, where we're going to build the Beis HaMikdash only for the first 410 years. Bais Rishon lasted 410 years. There's such a thing as Kedusha Poka Bichdi. I endow a place with Kedusha, and then after 410 years, the Kedusha disappears, because that's what I said in advance. I only want to be Mekadosh it. Calls man that the building is going to be standing. When the building will disappear, I don't want the Kedusha anymore. There's a sugi in the Dharma. The Gemara says, Kedusha lo paka bichdi. There is no such thing. So that's a surprising Ravid, that the Ravid says, loy kitcha lo salav. The Ramban also agrees, halacha lemaisa, that the Mokam HaMikdash says, loy kitcha lo salav, against the Ramah. Ram says, Makam HaMikdash was Kitchel Lassalava from day number one. Shlomo HaMelech built the first place HaMikdash. It was Mekadosh the Mokam. So the Mokam retained the Kedusha throughout. The Ramban agrees with the Ravid, Velab Mitameh. He gives a different reason. The Ramban in Milchamis and Masechus Avedizar in the afternoon base. So the Ramban gives a different reason why. The Gemara there quotes a pasuk, Abo Abo Pritzim Mechil Eluhu. The Gemara says that when the Romans took over the Beis HaMikdash, there was a lot of money in the treasury of the Beis HaMikdash, but the Romans used it for their own purposes. So the Gemara quotes a pasuk from Yecheskel, I think, when the priests come in, when the goyim come in and they take over the whole Beis HaMikdash, everything is yotzei l'chulin. So the Gemara says it's been geared to the Avdei Mizbeach, and it's been geared to the money that was there. Everything was yotzei l'chulin. So the Ramban applies it even to the Kedushas Mokon. That's also a chiddush. The Gemara applies it to a kedusha of a chefze. The money, the matbeis and the Beis HaMikdash that the people were magdish had kedusha on the chefze. Or the avdim mizbeach had kedusha. So the kedusha on the chefze was yotzei l'chul, v'oba pritz mechilu. The Ramban and the Malchamis and Abba Yezor, the afternoon days, applies it to the kedusha samakim, that the latitude and longitude, this location on the geographic, on the map of Eretz Yisrael, this location had Kedusha until the Pritzim came, and then the location was Paka the Kedusha. Kedusha's Mokam is Paka. It's a surprising Ramban, and the Ravid is more surprising, that the Ravid says also, Lo Kitchel Asi Lovai. He doesn't say based on a Bobar Pritzim Chilu. He says, Yedeo Hoya Ezra Shasid Lehecharev. So therefore, he was only Magdushit Lizman, because he knew that the third Beis HaMikdash will have a greater degree of Kedusha than the second and then the first, and even a greater degree of Kedusha than the Mishkan that Moshe Rabbeinu himself made in the Midbar. So that's why when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Bais, it was only Magdashit Lizman. Ezra built the second, only Magdashit Lizman. If they would have been makdish it loy lamvoed, then lost his love, and when Mashiach comes, he won't be able to endow it with a level of kedusha. It will already be kaddish, but the lowest level of kedusha that Shlomo HaMelech endowed it with. So the Rabbit says, no, they were only makdish it lizman, and now after the churban, the makam amigdish has no kedusha, and so therefore he says, when the Melech HaMashiach will come and they'll build the third base amigdish, they'll endow it with kaddish, but the kedusha will be a deeper to kedusha than there ever was, even a greater degree of kedusha than the Mishkan in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu. So that's the Rav. It is very surprising that he says that such a thing as Kedusha Pok Bichdi. You can be Magdish Amokim, Lizman. When Lizman is up, then the Kedusha is Pok. The Gemara says Kedusha Lo Pok Bichdi. That's a problematic Rav.
I don't remember we said this in this year, but you talked about the Rambam and whether in the second Beis HaMikdash there was an Aron. And they said that he says there was an Aron underneath the Beis HaMikdash somewhere. So the Ha'ara, I don't remember if you made it, but I remember it being made that the Rambam holds the Shitaso that Kedusha is totally on there being Makom Torah, there being some Torah involved. So would that...
You can't have a Beis HaMikdash without an Aron, right?
Right, so then how could Shlomo HaMelech make it Kedusha forever? Meaning if it's totally on there being an Aron, or it's totally on there being, you know, Torah there, then how could Shlomo HaMelech, it's dependent on something. Shlomo HaMelech couldn't make it forever.
But it didn't even, the Aron with the Luchas were there, under the ground. Yoshia HaMelech was going as the Luchas under the ground, in a special chamber that Shlomo HaMelech built. When the time comes, they should put it there. So the Rambam adopts that position from the Gemara Yuma, that the Luchas were there, the whole 70 years, Golas Bavel, and the whole Bais Sheni period, the Aron with the Luchas were there, and that was enough to endow the Bais Sheni with Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash. Why didn't he create Kedusha for the 70 years of Golas Bavel also? The Rabbi holds that when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, it was only Kaddish Lizman till Lizman HaChurban. The last years of the Bais Rishon, also the Aron wasn't there in the Kaddish HaKadoshim. It was in the basement. Yoshua HaMelech was going to sit in the basement, and it had Kedusha as Beis HaMikdash. Aron with the Luchas in the basement is good. The whole Bais Sheni period it was there. So let it have Kedusha during the 70 years of Golas Bavel also. So the Rabbi says, no. Shlomo HaMelech was only Magdish that Makam Beis HaMikdash Lizman, as long as the structure will last. When the structure of the Beis HaMikdash will be Charev, even though the Luchas are there in the basement, and that was good for the last years of the Bais Rishon, that was good for the whole Tkufas Bais Sheni, but for the period of 70 years of Golas Bavel, it didn't have Kedusha. Shlomo HaMelech was only Mekadosh et Lizman. Why? There is such a thing as Mekadosh Lizman.
Since the Rambam would hold though that Shlomo HaMelech Kedusha could be undone, theoretically the Aron left that area. So you said that the Machlokes in the Gemara Megillah that they said Kedusha can never leave a Makom. So the Rambam would also agree that Kedusha can leave a Makom, seemingly against the Gemara Megillah as well.
No, the Rambam just has adopted the position. The Gemara has a Machlokes HaTanaim in history. Where were the Luchas during the period of the Bais Sheni? So the Rambam takes a stand in the Mishnah Torah on a historical Machlokes. The Rambam takes his stand and he says, the Aron with the Luchas were there in the basement, the same place where they were, the whole time, from the time Yoshua HaMelech was going as the Luchas, remain in the chamber in the basement that was included in the original plans, and the original plans of Shlomo HaMelech, that you have to have a location in the basement to house the Luchas when the time comes, that you should put it there.
So that's
questionable. Why did the Rambam take a stand on history? The Rambam in the Mishnah Torah, usually just writes halacha, it doesn't write history. So Rav Soloveitchik suggests that the Rambam apparently thought that it doesn't make sense to have a Kedusha Beis HaMikdash without Aron with the Luchas. Because it's called Mishkan Ha'edus. Why is it called Mishkan Ha'edus? Because it had Luchas Ha'edus. If you're not going to have the Luchas with the Sefer Torah there, so the whole thing is not a Beis HaMikdash. The essence of the Kedusha Beis HaMikdash has to be the Sefer Torah. So the Rambam says the Sefer Torah was there. So the Rambam thinks that when Shlomo HaMelech was Magdish, or Mekadosh, whatever you say, was Mekadosh the Makom HaMikdash, he was Kitchel Asilavah, he was Magdish et Li'anavot. If you take away the Luchas, it won't make sense to have a Beis HaMikdash, but the Makom will still have the Kedusha, it'll be Kitchel Asilavah, Kedusha HaMikdash. A Tomei is not allowed to enter. And the Rabbi thinks not so. The Rabbi thinks that Shlomo HaMelech knew the Bais Rishon was going to be Chorev, so he only endowed the Makom with Kedusha temporarily for 410 years. And after the Churban HaBais, had no Kedusha. And then Ezra built the second Beis HaMikdash. Yedeyohai Ezra, Shasar Abayis Lehichorev. He also only adapted the Makom with Kedusha for the Zman that the Beis HaMikdash will be standing. If it will be Chorev, He never intended, he didn't want to be Makdish it, so that when Mashiach will come, we'll build the third base of Mikdash, we'll have to be Makadish it anew, and that Kedusha will outshine any of the previous Kedushas. But if it will be Kitchel Osilovai, so how can the Kedusha of Zman Bai Shlishi be greater than the Kedusha in the days of Shlomo HaMelech? Shlomo HaMelech is the one who made the Kedusha. How can it be greater than? So that's what motivates the Rabbi. That's what motivates him to say, Alpikabola, that Nigla Lo Besod Hashem. That's what he writes. It revealed to him through the Kabbalah. Yeah.
Why is this called Kedusha not being covered with tea that shouldn't work? Why is this any different than any other lay-based in Masnel Aleihem on something with concussion that doesn't work out or leftovers or whatever? Why is this just a lay-based? Lay-based don't want it. It's basically just destroyed and Kedusha goes away.
Okay, so when do you say Kedusha lo pakeh b'chdi, when not? Okay, so we gotta know. Usually you say in Kedusha is dumim. You say, lay bezem astan. Kedusha aguf, let's say Magdusha korban. So you don't say on Kedusha aguf.
You don't have by the leftovers of
leftover monies. I don't think so. You have leftover monies. So that's Kedusha's dumim la mizbeach. So there you say, lay bezem astan lehem. So it should be yotze lechulim. But over here, it's a Kedusha Aguf. The Mokam HaMikdosh has Kedusha Aguf. It's not a Kedusha Damim. So the Rabbi holds that it's not Kitchel Osilova. It's a surprising idea.
Oh, the Rabbi holds it's actually not Kitchel Osilova, or the Rabbi just holds no Chiyat Paris?
No. Now the question is, according to the Rabbi, the Mokam HaMikdosh does not have any Kedusha today. So therefore what? So therefore it should be Mutter for Tommy to go. So the Rabbi doesn't say that. The Rabbi says, and therefore, if a Tommy will go, you can't say that this chorus. So it sounds from the Rabbi, it is prohibited for a Tommy to go on the Makom HaMikdash, just that he's not Chayv Chorus. That's the question, why? If there's no Kedushas Mikdash, it should be Mutter for a Tommy to go. So from the Rabbi, it would appear that from that Loshen, he says, the Rabbi writes, the burden of proof is on the Rambam to prove that it has Kedusha. He thinks that it does not have Kedusha, and therefore, if a Tommy goes there, he shouldn't be Chayv Chorus. So from the Loshon HaRabbi, it sounds like he also agrees that the Tommy is not allowed to go, even though there's no Kedusha. So how do you explain that? Why is it also to go? So that's what some say. It's a din of a Tommy is not allowed to go for two reasons. Into the base. Number one, because it's Kedusha's Mokam. So if his man is at the Rabbi thinks there's no Kedusha's Mokam. Number two, because it used to be the Mokam HaMikdash, and it's going to be the Mokam HaMikdash, so it's a bizoyin to the base HaMikdash that the Tommy should go. It's a din of kovid beis hamikdash, moira hamikdash, kovid and moira beis hamikdash still applies even when there's no kedushas beis hamikdash. That's what the Ravid sounds like he's saying, that you can't be mechayv in chorus, but there is an isa deraisa to go because of kovid beis hamikdash.
You can't say by the pointing the avoda on Yom Kippur, he's not allowed to go with the tzitz, so it's mitzvosa b'kav, so that's a chiddush. So why should we have any shilas from there at all? In other words,
it's a chiddush. Well, why is it a chiddush that what? Even though the kohen is supposed to wear the tzitz all the time, now he must take off the tzitz.
He must.
Fine, at kan maskim 100% poskim chumish. Now the question is, what if the korban will become nitma? So you have no haftocha that it'll be kosher. If korban will become nitma, you scrap it, you start all over again. So the Tanoim, Rabbi Shimon said, that's inconceivable. How can the Rebbe Shalom tell the Kohen Gadol he has to do an Avodah and run the risk? So what's wrong? The Ramazan said, what's wrong? He has to do the Avodah, he's not allowed to wear the tzitz, and if it'll become a Nitma, I'll have to do it over again. What does it say in the Chumash that that's inconceivable?
Why can't we say that it's be a good carbon anyway? Because the Torah requires us to do that. That means under any circumstances.
Under any circumstances. The Torah requires that you should do it with Tahara. If you'll do it with Tum, it'll be possible.
That you're not allowed to wear the tzitz.
Who's ever
heard of that?
Not allowed to wear the tzitz. If you can't wear the tzitz, the korban will be possible. There won't be any ritzit tzitz. So that's what these two Tanaim have this assumption. That's inconceivable. The Rebbe Shalom should require of us that we should bring a korban on Yom Kippur where we won't be covered with the ritzit. So the Rambam says it is conceivable. Rambam says it's duchuya, it's not hutra, and you need the tzitz to be meratz, and the tzitz is only meratz when he's wearing it. So when the Kohen Gadol goes in on Yom Kippur, you're not covered with the tzitz. And if the korban will be nifsal, you'll have to do it over again. The Rambam paskins against this assumption. That's a pella. How can you? It's a pella. Where did they get the assumption from? We don't know where they get this from. We can it's conceivable to say not like the Tanoim, but that's the question. Where did the Rambam get it from that he paskin against both of the Tanoim? He paskins Duchuya and he paskins the Tzitzis only Meratze when you're wearing it. And the Gemara says it's totally Zabezeh because it is, it's inconceivable. It's inconceivable that Baruch Shalom would be Mechaibas to bring a carbon on Yom Kippur in a way that is not covered with Ritzitzit. Why is it inconceivable? But that's what it says in the Gemara. Okay.
They really Kedusha Pachad
B'Kedusha D.
I mean, they came and destroyed everything.
So they made a sloppy mess, okay. But the Kedusha says still remain. B'Kedi means that no one did any pidyon. No one made any pidyon on it. So how does a... Shlomo HaMelech was Magdashar only for the next 410 years. After 410 years, the Kedusha disappears into thin air. That's what the Rabbid writes. Yadehoya Ezra. Ezra, the Rabbid in Paragvav and Hilchas Beis Abchira. When the Rambam formulates his shita that the Mokam HaMikdash was Kitcha Losilova from day number one, when Shlomo HaMelech built the first Beis HaMikdash, the Mokam HaMikdash retained the Kedusha all along. So even though Kedusha Sa'oritz was Batla for 7 years of Galus Bavel, but Kedusha's Beis HaMikdash remained. So there was a Beis HaMikdash in Chutz La'oritz. Just like there was a Mishkan in the days of Moshe Rabbeinu traveling in the Midbar, there was no Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. So for the 7 years of Golus Babel, there was a Beis HaMikdash, Kedushas Mokam HaMikdash, but it didn't have Kedushas Eretz Yisrael. And the Rabbit holds the reverse, that even though the Kedusha Shniyah of Eretz Yisrael is Kitcha Losi Lover, but the Beis HaMikdash does not have Kedusha. You know, they're not totally Zebizet. The Gemara usually puts the two together. If Kitcha Losi Lover and Kedushas Eretz, then Kitchelos Lova and the Makam Amigdash. So, look, Kitchelos Lova and the Makam Amigdash, and look, Kitchelos Lova and Eretz Yisrael either. So, the Rambam and the Rabbi both say it's not totally Zebizet. The Rambam holds during the 7 years of Golus Bavel, there was Kedushas Amigdash, and there was no Kedushas Ha'aretz. Look, Kitchelos Lova and Eretz Yisrael. And the Rabbi holds the opposite direction, that Bizman Azeh, there is Kedushas Ha'aretz, because Kedusha Shni was Kitchelos Lova and Makam Amigdash is Batla. It's not totally Zebizet. Tosfos in Megillah, Daf Yud, quotes Rab Chaim Cohen, who points that out, that even though the Gemara in many places in Shas links the two issues together, if Kitchelos Lova and the Migdash is Kitchelos Lova and Eretz Yisrael, it's totally Zebizet. Rab Chaim Cohen points out that it doesn't necessarily have to be totally Zebizet. And the Rambam and the Rabbi both hold beferish that it's not totally Zebizet.
The Kedushas
Ha'aretz,
the first one at least, was
Tolayon
owning the land, right?
Controlling Kibush,
yeah. So, like, why can't
they sold lands to non-Jews also, but the sovereignty was Jewish sovereignty.
Why can't the Kedushas Ha'aretz
just be Tolayon the existence of the building? So why does it have to mean that Hakka Bekti?
Like, well, when the
Goyim
conquered Eretz Yisrael, the
Kedushas
gone, but we don't say that's
Hakka Bekti. Kedushas Ha'aretz Yisrael. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because the Kedusha rested on the Kibush, right? So once the Kibush is undone, the Rambam explains, once the Kibush was undone, so the Kedusha disappeared.
So the Ravid, does he definitely mean that's Pukka B'Di, or he could just, why can't
he
not?
The Ravid,
the
I don't think so. No, because he says, Yodeyohaya Ezra. Ezra, when he was Mekadosh, it knew it, it's also Lecharev. So when he built it, he only had in mind that it should be Kadosh up in the land. The Ramban says like that, Aboba Pritzim Mechidalu, that Churban is Mevatel Kedusha. Korban is Mevatel Kedusha. So he took it from the Ramban took it from the Gemara in Avodah Zarah, but again, it's not the same. The Gemara is talking about the money, the cash in the Beis HaMikdash that the Romans took. Gemara, how can you use these kind of coins? We know that those kind of coins were from the, some of them were from the Beis HaMikdash. Maybe it's Kodesh. The Gemara says, no, once the Romans took it over, Boba Pritzim Chilulum. So the Gemara says it on the Avnei HaMizbeach, on the Chefetz, and on the coin. The Gemara never said it on a geographic location. That's the Ramban Chiddush. You can apply Boba Pritzim Chidalu even on a geographic location also. It's an abstract concept. Kedushas Mokam is an abstract concept, not a physical thing. What do you mean? Boba Pritzim Chidalu Hu? The Mechala, what? There is no Chefze. So the Ramban holds, it doesn't matter. And the Ravid says the same as the Ramban. No Kedusha now, but a different Hezbah, because Yadeo HaYezra, when Ezra built the Bayis Sheni, he had a mind. He knew it's not going to last forever. He only had in mind that it should be Kodesh for the years that it's going to last, because he knew that the Bayis HaShlishi will outshine the beauty of the Bayis Sheni, outshine the Kedusha, and if he would create the Kedusha that would be everlasting, then the Bayis HaShlishi would just have the same level of Kedusha as the Bayis Sheni. So he didn't want that. So he was only Makdish the Ezra was only Makdish the Makama Beis Hamikdash Lizman. And when this man ended, then the Kedusha disappeared. So when the Melech HaMashiach will come, and we'll build the third Beis HaMikdash, and we'll endow with Kedusha, that's going to be a higher level of Kedusha. That's the whole Raivit in Perek Vav and Hilchas Beis HaBchir. That's the Shaila. Is it permissible for Temeim to go on the Makam HaMikdash? According to the Rambam, it's an Issa Koris, because Kitcha lo Salam. According to the Raivit, so the Mishnah Brewer writes, it's a Sveke Adina, whether we pass like the Rambam or the Raivit, so Misafik HaTami shouldn't go. And others say, no, it's not a Sveka Dina. The Ravid never said Muta. The Ravid says, if you think that he's Chayv Koris, the burden of proof is on you, because the Ravid thinks that Koris is connected with the Kedusha Samokam, but there's still an Issa to go, because of Kovar HaMikdash. Sof Kol Sof, this is where the Mikdash was, this is where it's going to be. That's a violation of Mikdashi Tiro, of Moira HaMikdash, and Kovar HaMikdash, for a Tommy to go there.
What's the lack of
He thinks that that's the mashmois on the rabbi, and he seems to hold that that's a violation of kavod, that a tamei goes in the makam. This is where the Beis HaMikdash used to be. This is where it's going to be. So it's not proper for me to enter.
So everything with Kuzman is that if we had control of the makam HaMikdash, we would still not be able to makar for Pesach, because we don't have big
dekuna. Oh, so that's what I didn't get. You can only be makar on Pesach if you have big dekuna. A lot of problems. It says in Ezra Nehemiah, it says when they built the second Beis HaMikdash, they asked all the Kohanim who wanted to be makor korbanos, they should bring the ksav yichas. So those who were unable to produce a ksav yichas, my father was so-and-so, he married this woman, my grandfather was so-and-so, he married that woman. So it says in the Chumash, diksu ksavim hamasyachsim, they requested, they were searching for the ksav yichas, v'lamatzol, they didn't find it, negoalu min ha-kuhuna, they were rejected from kuhuna, that you can only be makor karbanos if you're a kohen miyuchas. Just kohanei chazaka, it was assumed, you always got the first aliyah, you duchen, your father duchen, your grandfather duchen, you're assumed to be a kohen, you don't have a ksav yichas, so you're not allowed to be makor karbanos on the Beis HaMikdash. So that's a shada today. There aren't too many kohanei miyuchasim. There are very few Kohanim Miyuchasim. One of the few ones is Rabbi Rappaport, Rabbi Tendler's son-in-law. They say he's a Miyuchas because he married Rabbi Tendler's daughter. No, but he's a Kohanim Miyuchas before he married Rabbi Tendler's daughter. The Kohanim Miyuchas. There are very few Kohanim Miyuchasim. So that's a Shaila. So how can you be Makor Kabbanis? You need Kohanim Miyuchasim.
Didn't the Chassam Sofer answer that?
Right, so that's Rabbi Tzvi Hirsch Kalasha, who was a Talmud of Rabbi Kivegek, wrote this whole country's Drishas Tzion, about the possibility of being Makor Kabbanis today. So that was his Chiddush. And he sent the Kuntras to Rabbi Kivega, and he sent it to the Chassam Sofer, and they all agreed with him. He said that this requirement for Kohen Miyuchas is only a Chumra Midrabanan that was introduced by Ezra when they built the Bayis Sheni. Meikar Adin, there is no such requirement. Biskani Chazok is also good. And he thinks that the Chumra was only introduced, Heichad Efshar. Bizman, at the beginning of the Bayis Sheni period, they had enough Kohanim to run the Beis HaMikdash without the Kohanei Chazaka. But Bizman Azeh, just one Rabbi Rappaport is going to be Makor all the Kabbanis, he'll drop dead. It's impossible. You have to stay up 7 days a week, 24 hours a day. You can't function. You can't run a Beis HaMikdash like that. So Eched Yepshe, then you revert back to the Dinder. I said they never meant, that's Rabbi Ishkalish Chiddush, they never meant to introduce a Chumra that you need Kohen Miyuchas to the extent of declaring that you can't be Makor Kabbanis. So that's how he solved the problem of Kohen Miyuchas. But you still need big dekuna. You still need trelis and the big dekuna, trelis miyakev. And then we paskin, the Raman paskin, dechuya, betzibur. So everybody's tomei. So you have to have a tziruf of a Kohen Gadol with a tzit. So somebody has to appoint a Kohen Gadol. Who's the one who appoints it? Tosfos is not sure whether it's Bezna Gadol or Echav HaKohanim. If I'm not mistaken, the Raman writes Bezna Gadol appoints the Kohen Gadol. We don't have a Bezna Gadol. We have a Bezna Gadol. What's his name? Rabbi Steinsaltz made a Bezna Gadol, but so far they didn't. It didn't take root yet. It didn't. It's not fully accepted yet. So you don't have a Bezna Gadol, and then you don't have a tzitz. You have to make a tzitz. Kodesh Hashem. There's so many things missing. That's the problem. And then the Netziv had this additional monkey wrench that he threw in. He said, "How did the Tana Rabbi Yehuda come up with his idea that the Makam HaMikdash is Kitcha Los Elavim?" So he said, the Mishnah Megillah quotes Rabbi Yehuda says, because the Pasuk says, "V'Hashem Mosi Es Mikdash Shechem Eloi Ariach Birech Nichoy Chachem." afilu b'shem emusam adayin b'kedushas amayimdim. How did he see that from the pasuk? Because it reads v'hashim mosi es mikdashechem, and I mean it should have said es mikdashechem hashomeim. And since it says it the other way, v'hashim mosi first, and it's still called mikdashechem, you see, even after it's destroyed, it's still called the mikdash. All the mafarshim ask, maybe it means I will destroy what used to be a beis hamikdash. After I'll destroy it, it won't be a beis hamikdash anymore. So where do you see from the Seder Hadvarim and the Pasuk v'hashem mosi es mikdashechem? That's how you speak in Hebrew. It doesn't necessarily prove that it's going to retain the Kedusha. So the Netziv writes in his Tshuvas, in the Meshav Dover, and the Binyan Tzion has it also in the first two Tshuvas that he wrote to Tzvi Hirsch Kalisha, about his suggestion he should possibly make a Beis HaMikdash and bring Karbonis. That's why he called this Tshuvas Binyan Tzion, because the first two Tshuvas about the possibility of rebuilding the Beis HaMikdash and so on. So they both write the following suggestion. Reb Yehuda's Mokar is not from the Seder HaPasuk V'Hashemosi first as Mikdashechem second. No, from the next phrase V'Hashemosi as Mikdashechem, I will destroy the Beis HaMikdash, and then it continues V'Lo Yareach B'Reach Nichoichechem, and I will not be interested in smelling the Karbonis. So they're bothered with the difficulty. If there's no Beis HaMikdash, there's nothing to discuss. No Beis HaMikdash. Of course there's no Karbonis. So you see, not true. Even though it's no Beis HaMikdash, no structure, but you makriv an afal pishein bais. If you're kid shalosi lovei, the kedusha samakam is still there. You have to have a mizbeach, even though you don't have the beis hamikdash. If you build the mizbeach, and you don't have to be makadosh the makam anu, because kid shalosi lovei. So the makar for Rabbi Yehuda's sheet is not so much from the two words v'hashemosi es mikdashechem. That doesn't prove anything. It's from the next phrase. V'lo yareach b'reach nichoichechem. The Rebbeinu Shlom says, I will destroy the Beis HaMikdash, but nonetheless, you guys are going to want to be makar karbonis. Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalisha is going to come along. He's going to try to convince you that you should kitchelos elover like the Rambam, kitchelos elover like the Rambam, you should make a mizbech and bring karbonis. The Rebbeinu Shlom says, don't do me any favors. I'm not interested in smelling the karbonis. So that's what the Netziv and the Binyan Tzion both suggested. Yeah, but the Rebbeinu Shlom says, I'm not interested, don't do me any favors. So the only korban that's what to discuss is korban Pesach. Why? Because korban Pesach is the one and only korban that it never says Nuchumish Reach Nichayach. All the other korbanas say Reach Nichayach. So Rebbeinu Shlom said, don't do me any, I don't want to smell the Reach of the korbanas. So the Rebbeinu Shlom said, when there's no Beis HaMikdash, don't do me, I'm not interested in smelling the Karbonis. The only carbon that there's one to discuss is the carbon Pesach. So that's what the Netziv claims, that whole discussion in the Kaftab Aferach, that he says two generations earlier, there was a discussion that had a possibility of making a Mizbech and bringing a Karbonis. The whole Meduba only wasn't on Tmidim and Masafim. The Meduba wasn't carbon Pesach. You look in the Kaftab Aferach, it's not so. The way it's quoted in Kaftan Vech, he said they wanted to bring Tamidim Umasafim. Not that they wanted to bring Karban Pesach. That's what the Netziv and the Binyan Tzion think. They think that there's nothing to discuss regarding other Kabbalahs, nothing to discuss, because the Rebbeinu Shlom said he's going to be angry. And he says he doesn't want to smell Reach Nechayach. But on Karban Pesach, that's not Bola Reach Nechayach. It's a different type of a Karban. So the whole Medubar only was on the Karban Pesach. Historically, it's not correct, but halachically, that was his opinion. He thinks that those Rishonim were wrong, that they should have not been discussing Tmidim Umasafim, should have only discussed Korban Pesach.
Still need tzitz and everything else.
Still need tzitz. Still need a kangod with a tzitz and the big dekun and the tchelus. You're missing a lot of things. You have to also. The Rambam writes in Hilchas Beis HaBechira, Makam HaMizbech Mulchuvim B'Yoser. The location where the Mizbech is a very precise location. This is the place where Adam Arishon brought a carbon. The Chumash it doesn't say, but the Gemara says Adam Arishon brought a carbon. And he says, this is the location where Noach brought the carbon. And this is the location where the Akedah took place. And this is where the Bais Rishon, the Bais Sheni, this is where the Mizbech has to be. The exact same location. So we're not sure exactly how we know where the Kosel HaMarabi is. So you can measure from the Kosel HaMarabi how many amas away it is where the Mizbech, that's the Kosel of the Arabites. Then you have to measure how many amas away is where the Mizbech was. So you can figure it out, but we're not sure exactly how much is an amma. An amma 24 inches, 21 and a half inches, 18 inches. We're not sure how much is a tefach, so we're not sure how much is an amma. So we're not sure exactly. if you can make a mizbech can't be smaller than an ama al ama. So if you can figure out the location, that's l'choladeis. However much an ama is l'choladeis, this is within the place where the in the bay sheni, the floor of the mizbech was lamed beis amas by lamed beis amas. So if you can figure out a location within that, for sure this is part of the lamed beis al lamed beis, and you'll make a mizbech that's just an ama al ama. So for sure it'll be in the right place. Okay, so then at least the mizbech is in the right location. So that's that problem is easier to resolve.
The temple institute in Israel, they claim the temple institute. They claim that you just do a dig. You would find out where the base of the mikdash was. You had to find it that way. How do you look at that?
Okay, good.
That would do it.
They didn't do it yet.
They said that the only reason they claim the main reason that's stopping us is the government, not the halakhic issues.
Okay. These were all the issues that they had in Europe when they had these chaloimas about the possibility of being makar of karbonis.
Isn't that a sin against the mission of being mizbachim? Is it l'shem shishish bar mizbach or whatever the lashon is? When is
l'shem reish? See, he claims that applies to 99% of the karbonis, only korban pesach night.
The mission should have said so. The mission says chatas is an exception, and chatas gets a seven.
Okay. Don't know. It's a good kasha. But he says, you check the Nechumish and Tanakh. He says, all other Karbanos are Rech Nechoech except for Karban Pesach. Good time.
He took it back, though. He says
in the Mishnah,
though,
he says, oh, yeah? Took what back? He took back his whole theory?
He says he wrote that he was Doche that Ryan.
Doche what? This Rai from the Mishnah?
Yeah.
Ah.
No, that Karban Pesach is exceptional. He thinks like that Mishnah, he
said. Oh, yeah?
This line is much
better. Uh-huh. Got to check it up. Okay.
If we're also still Masubah, whether we're passing like the Rambam and the Ravid, so wouldn't we say then don't even bring a Korban Pesach? Is it still just a suffix whether we're bringing a Korban and a Makom Kadosh or not?
Right. So Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalosher says we should make a mizbech and we can be makar of the Korban Pesach b'manav shach. According to the Rambam, it's the Beis Hamikdash. And if you all like the Ravid, that lo kitcha lo silavet, that there's no kedusha as Beis Hamikdash. If there's no Beis Hamikdash, then there's a het abamas. So the mizbech that we made will be a bama. That's what he says. And the mizbech we made will be a bama. So that's what Tzvi Hirsch Kalosher says. So this is what others say is highly questionable. Even if you hold loy kitcha losi loboy, the Gemara in Zvachim in a few places says that the Mishnah says in Megillah and Daf Yud that Mishabol Yerushalayim, there's no heter after Yerushalayim, there's no longer heter bamas. So the Gemara seems to say that there's no heter bamas manazeh because kitcha losi loboy. But if loy kitcha losi loboy, there's no Beis HaMikdash, so it can't have an isa bamas. And other Gemaras seem to say not so. That's the Tosfos quotes Rav Chaim Cohen and Megillah Daf Yud Amud Aleph. That even if you hold the Makom HaMikdash is like kitcha losi loboy, it could still be that there's still an Isa Bamas. So that's what Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalosher has a chiddush. He thinks Nimarav Shach. You make a mizbeach. So either it'll be the mizbeach of the Beis HaMikdash, and if you all like the Ravid that like kitcha losi loboy, so it can't be Beis HaMikdash. Let it be a Bama. So number one, is there a heter bamas bizman hazeh after Yerushalayim? So according to some Gemaras there is. According to other Gemaras, there's no more heter bamas even if you all like it. Then there's a further discussion that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank has. At the end of his Sefer, Shadis Tshuvas Har Tzvi on Yerideya, he added a long kuntris on the possibility of bringing karbonis bizman hazeh. And then people corresponded with him, so he added on more ha'oris. And then his granddaughter's husband was a dying Yerushalayim, so he added on more ha'oris. So now, when you buy a har tzvi chelik yeredeya, the tshuvas Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, they left out that whole last section, and they print it separately as a separate sefer. What's it called? Mikdash Melech, I think it's called Mikdash Melech. So they have the text of the tshuvas on top, Mikdash Melech, and then they have the ha'oris that Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank added, and the ha'oris that is granddaughter's husband added on the bottom of the page. It became a whole sefer. So they so they have there another objection, based on a passage in the Sifrei, it could be that even when there is a Heter Bamos, you're not allowed to make a Bama on Har HaBayis. You can make a Bama somewhere else. But maybe you can't make a Bama on Har HaBayis. Either this is the Mizbech of the Beis HaLamim, and if you hold Lord Kitchel HaSav, it's not the Mizbech of the Beis HaLamim. You can make a Bama somewhere else, but not over there. They make a Bama somewhere else, according to the Rambam, is an Isa Bamos, because Kitchel HaSilala. Because for sure there's an Isa Bamos. So that's also questionable. So Rav Tzvi Shkalashev presented it as if he solved all the world's problems. Because Miyuchas he solved, and everything else he solved, and he didn't solve. He didn't solve all the problems. That's Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank wrote this long tshuva to explain he didn't really solve all the problems. Not so posh. Then there was a rabbi from Poland. What was his name? Forgot his name. He was close with the Chofetz Chaim. So he also wrote the Sefer Karnas HaMizbeach about the possibility of bringing Karbonis Bizman HaZeh. His descendants reprinted the Sefer, and they said, whoever wants the Sefer, they'll give you a copy for nothing. A thin little Sefer, 70 pages long, very nice Sefer, about the possibility of bringing Karbonis Bizman HaZeh. So he quotes the six objections of the Chofetz Chaim Shlita. He was friendly with the Rabbi Saul Meyer. They were on a first-term basis. Yeah, there's a guy in Teaneck, he always says about a certain rabbi, he was on first term basis with Chofetz, he's telling him Chofetz. He's to call him by his first name, Chofetz, yeah. So his first name was of his full name. So this, I forgot the name.
Saba,
that's right. His name was Saba. But he was not Asfardi, I thought it was Asfardi. He was a real Ashkenazi from Poland. So they have that Sefer available. Also an interesting Sefer. He talks a lot about the Tzitz Meratzin. How can you bring Karbonis Mizbanazah? You have to have a Kain Godel, you have to have the Tzitz Meratzin. So he talks a lot about this based on our Gemara. Yeah, this is all important Gemaras. Okay, what are we up to here in the Gemara? Yes?
Why would it be a Bama? If we assume that the Aron is still in Harabayas, why would it be a Bama? The last
Tosad and Zvachim
said that anytime the
Aron
is there, it's not considered
Mizbeach. Right. According to the Rambam, that is Kitchelo Silova, so this Kedusha Smokam Amigdosh, and make a Mizbeach, that'll be the Mizbeach of the Beis Alamim. And if you all like the Ravid, there's Loi Kitchelo Silova, so Loi Kitchelo Silova, there's a Het Abama, so make a Abama, and it'll be a Bamas Tzibur, and you can bring a Korban Pesach on a Bamas Tzibur. You can't bring a Korban Pesach on a Bamas Yachid. But you can bring a Korban Pesach and a Bamas Tzibur. So that's what Tzvi Yishkalash says. If we should make a Mizbech where it used to be the Mizbech, so Mimanam Shachid, it'll be the Mizbech. Or it'll be a Bama Gdoilo.
But shouldn't be a Bama because the Aron Kodesh is somewhere in Har HaBayis.
So therefore?
Tosafta Mizbechim says that anytime the French is a Bama from Mizbeach, in fact the Aron's there.
Ah, so they can't have a din of a Bama. Okay, I don't know. He doesn't quote that Tosafta. Good, I'm not familiar. Okay. I don't know. There was a fellow, Indiana Jones, he claims he knows, I don't know if he's still alive, he claims he knows where the Aron is, and he says the Mekubalim in Yerushalayim gave him permission to be Mefarsimim. So 7 years ago, they had in the newspaper, before Tisha B'Av was going to tell everybody where the Aron is. So already 7 years later, we still didn't, I don't know if he's still alive. He's not Jewish, Indiana Jones, not Jewish. When Rabbi Steinsaltz established his Sanhedrin, so this fellow Indiana Jones joined the B'nai Noach movement. So one of the things that the Sanhedrin did was that they met with the B'nai Noach. They have B'nai Noach in different locations in the world, so they met with the Sanhedrin, and they wanted to hear about the Sheva Mitzvahs B'nai Noach. So they told them all the dinim, and they told Matzei B'nai. So they had the newspapers. Then Indiana Jones thanked them. He, all of his lifetime, he used to eat Eiv Menachai. He said he never realized that it's an Issa to eat Eiv Menachai. Apparently, farmers, they would castrate the males and cut off the beitzim and broil them and eat them. So he says he never knew that was Eiv Menachai. So he thanked them. Mikan la boys, Mikabal is not going to eat Eiv Menachai anymore. He says all the farmers do that. So the Bez Nagoda will accomplish something. But then they stopped eating Eiv Menachai. Okay. Something good came out of it. So how far did we get? Yeah. So So the Gemara has this whole discussion on Yud Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara has a whole discussion about Tkufa. What does the Tkufa mean? So the Ovivim Tkufa and Peres Vilim. So Tkufa means, based on the Pasuk here, the second line from the top of Yud Gimel Amud Aleph, Shmos chapter Lamed Aleph, Chag HaOsif, Tkufas HaShon. Chag HaOsif is Chalamoy Sukkis. Not Sukkis, Chalamoy Sukkis. Why is it Chalamoy Sukkis? Because Osif means you can gather in the Peres. So you can gather in the Peres on Chalamayit. If it's a Dov Havid, you can gather in. On Yontif, there's no head to Dov Havid. They're not allowed to gather in the Peres. Chag Osif is referring to Chalamoyit Sukkis. Has to be Tkufas Hashanah. Chalamoyit Sukkis has to be in Tkufas Tishrei. How much of Chalamoyit Sukkis? There are 6 days Chalamoyit Sukkis. In Chutzlars, we only have 5 days Chalamoyit Sukkis. In Eretz Yisrael, they have 6 days Chalamoyit Sukkis, one day Yontif, then they have Shmini Atzeres, and in between is 6 days of Chalamoyit Sukkis. So that's a machlokes of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yosi, whether Kula Chag Binan B'Ktuv Chadosh or Miktas Chag Binan B'Ktuv Chadosh. Then the Gemara said, the day on which the Tkufa falls out, the Tkufa is always 91 and a quarter days with change after the last Tkufa. So the Tkufa falls out in the middle of the day. So when it falls out in the middle of the day, just like the months have to have units of days, you can say the first couple of hours of the day belong to Adar and the last couple of hours belong to Nisan. Either the whole day belongs to Nisan and the whole day belongs to Adar. It can't be. So too, the units of the year have to be units of months. You can't have 11 blank days in the middle of nowhere. That's the Rambam has like that. The units that constitute a year have to be months, and the units that constitute a month have to be days. And you can't say hours. You can't divide up hours. So too, the Tkufa Alpidin, the day on which the Tkufa falls, you can't say up until then belongs to this Tkufa, and from that time on belongs to the other Tkufa. Either it's a Yom Tkufa Goyim or Yom Tkufa Maschal. The Gemara said that's a Machlokes Hatanoim. So you have these two Machlokes Hatanoim. One Machlokes is whether Yom Tkufa Maschal, Yom Tkufa Goyim, the day on which the Tkufa's Tishrei falls out, they declare the whole day belongs to Tkufa's Tishrei. Well, no, the whole day belongs to the Tkufas Tammuz, and the next day is the beginning of Tkufas Tishrei, my nafkamina. Because of the other machlokes hatanaim, how much of Chalamoyit Sukkis do you need has to be in Tkufas Chadosha, Tkufas Tishrei? Do you need all of the 6 days of Chalamoyit, or do you just need the last day of Hoshana Rabbah? So there are four possibilities, Yom Tkufa Masch, Yom Tkufa Kofar, and Kula Chagbin, and the Mixas Chagbin. So Gemara says, showing there are different computations over here. Is there anything with Tkufas Tammuz? Tevis to Shvat to Oda to Nisan. Is there anything that Pesach has to be with Tkufas Nisan as opposed to Tkufas Tevis? An Omer Aleph you don't have. So that's the Gemara comes up an Omer Deis with that possibility. So then the Gemara Deis comes up with another possibility when it says, Chag HaOsif Tkufas HaShana. So the whole Omer Aleph is working on the assumption it's only Chalamoyit. You don't worry about Yontif, because on Chalamoyit Rashi says Dover Avid is Mutter. So you're going to do Osif, you're going to be gathering in the Tvon Chalamoyit. If you really need it, it's going to be a Dover Avid. So either you need all of the Chalamoyit should be in the new Tkufa, Miktsos Chalamoyit should be. One Omer Day says that there's perhaps, they're not sure Pshat in the Tana, perhaps Acherim, perhaps there's a Tana who says that Chag HaOsif doesn't only refer to Chalamoyit Sukkis, it refers to the whole Yontif that comes in that season of the year when you do Osif. That's what I would have thought. I wouldn't have thought Chag HaOsif only refers to Chalamoyit. The whole thrust of the Sugya Yom Aleph is that it only goes on Chalamoyit Sukkis. Now the basic Gemara raises the possibility that maybe because Sabri Acherim, that's 10 lines from the top, and the line begins with the word Acherim, and Daf Yud Gimel and Beis, because Sabri Acherim Kula Chag Binan. Yontif Harishon also. Yontif Harishon, Chag HaOsif Ksiv. How can you say Chag HaOsif means you're gathering in? There's no Heter Rechal Nefesh. There's no Heter Dover HaOved on Chalamoyit. How can you call no Heter Dover HaOved on Yontif? How can you say that this Tana Acherim Maimrim requires even the first day Sukkah should be in the Tkufa Chadosha? No, it's only Chalamoyit. Everything, no, Chag HaBob is Manasif. It doesn't mean Chalamoyit. Means the Yontif Sukkis is called Chag HaOsif. So there's one Tana on Amud Beis who holds that you need kula chagbina, you even need the first day sukkahs, not only all the days of Chol HaMoed, all the 6 days of Chol HaMoed sukkahs, you even need the first day yontif, should also be betkufa chadosha, and that's going to be a deal, whether yom tkufa maschal, yom tkufa geimer. What if the tkufa falls out on that day? He say, declare the whole 15th day of Tishri belongs to new tkufa, the whole day belongs to the last tkufa. So that'll be the deal. Is there a din of tkufa by Pesach, so Omen Aleph, you don't have. On Omen Beis, the Gemara has a suggestion, because we have this Peledika Acherim, we don't know what they're talking about. So the Gemara says, Omer Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, five lines from the top. Omer Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, Acherim et Kufas Nisan Kaimi. There's a Tana on Omer Aleph, there are four or five Tanaim on Omer Aleph. So one of them doesn't read straight. So the Gemara says, Acherim came up with a new Einfall that no one else ever heard from. That just like you need Sukkahs has to be in the Kufas Tishrei, either part of Sukkahs or part of Chol HaMoed Sukkahs, all of Chol HaMoed Sukkahs, all of Yontif Sukkahs, everything should be. So too, there's an issue with Pesach. Shamar is Chodesh Aviv. Shamar Aviv shall tkufa shiyehei b'chodesh Nisan. What is Chodesh Nisan? So Rashi and Tosfos explain. Chidusha shall Nisan. You have the Moilat Halvana, so the Halvana keeps getting bigger, 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 then it gets smaller, 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 till it disappears. So the first half of the month is called Chidusha shall Halvana. Second half of the month is already called Halvana Yushana. It's an old Halvana. The beginning of the month, Chidusha shel Levana. How long is Chidusha shel Levana? So that's a machlokes here, Rashi and Tosfos. A detailed machlokes. It's very crucial, but it's only a detail. Rashi says the first 14 days. After the first 14 days, that was Erev Pesach. First 14 days is Chidusha, not Erev Pesach. First 14 days in Nisan is called Chidusha shel Levana. After 14 days, it is not. Tosfos Tainus against Rashi. The Gemara says later in Sanhedrin, with respect to Kiddush Levana, you can say Kiddush Levana up Kol Zman Chidush Shel Levana. Gemara says up until and including Tezvav. So it's not the first 14 days; the first 15 days, Chidush Shel Levana. So Tosfos learns the Gemara slightly differently from Rashi. Okay. So what is the din here? We want that at least part of Pesach. What do we want again? Shamar Tkufas, that Pesach should be Chidush Shel Levan Aviv Nisan Shel Chama and Nisan Kari Avel Api Bishal Tfuah Nachama. So what do we want here? We want that the Tkufas Nisan should begin. Tkufas Nisan begins sometimes in Nisan. So Tkufas Nisan should begin in the first half of the month, either the first 14 days or the first 15 days. So that's another consideration of Tkufa. We were learning of Tkufa Perisilon, so the whole time we were learning Tkufa, that either part of Sukkahs or all of Sukkahs or part of Chol HaMoed, all of Chol HaMoed, whatever should be in the Tkufas Tishrei. So you have another pasuk that the Tkufas Nisan should fall out, nothing to do with Yom Tov Pesach, the Tkufas Nisan should fall out within the first 14 or within the first 15 days of the month of Nisan. Another consideration of Tkufa. Okay. So that is the Gemara. Then there's a long discussion here, Rashi and Tosfos, about Lo Adu Rosh. Sometimes we rig the calendar because we don't want to have Rosh Hashanah fall out on a Sunday or on a Wednesday or on a Friday because, okay, so Rashi quotes other considerations, yeah.
According to the Rambam, it seems to be saying that Kufa referred to in the Braisa and Gedal of days, the only thing is that Kufa's Tei days. So is that Braisa according to Acherim only?
I don't know, the Rambam doesn't explain it at all. On Omer Aleph, the Gemara talks about Tkufas Nisan falling out late. So Rashi and Tosfos say, what's the problem? So until you get to Omer Beis, with a new concept, there's an issue with Tkufas Nisan falling out in the first 14, 15 days of Nisan. And Omer Aleph is a different consideration. That Tkufas Nisan is going to be the end of Nisan, then Tkufas Tishrei is going to be after Sukkot. So that the problem is with Tkufas Tishrei, not so much Tkufas Nisan. So the Rambam quotes the Braisa with Kufas Nissen. I don't know, it could be means like Rashi and Taisa say on Amad Al. He doesn't explain it well. Could be it means because then Kufas, then Sukkos is going to fall out. The whole Sukkos is going to be before the Kufas Tishrei. We want that Sukkos should be at least part of Sukkos, or all of Sukkos should be in Kufas Tishrei. Yeah, the Rambam sounds like everything is Pesach. Yeah.
So that would be Pesach.
Right. I don't know if the Rambam. I'm not sure if everything is Pesach. It could be that the Rambam says that we want the year should be solar years and the month should be lunar months. The solar years is two things: that Pesach should be in springtime, and that Sukkot should be in the fall. So it could be that that's doesn't that sound mean that all three have to do with Pesach? It could be Paris. The Rambam says that Paris, Aviv in Paris, both have to do with Pesach. And Tkufa, he talks about Tkufas Nissen, but he doesn't explain. It could be that he doesn't mean so much Tkufas Nissen. It means if Tkufas Nissen is going to be too late, then Sukkos is going to be, and won't be in the fall. Sukkos is going to be too early. Sukkot is going to be in the middle of the summer. So it could be that according to the Rambam, Aviv and Paris both have to do with Pesach. It could be that Tkufa, he means Tkufas Tishrei. He doesn't explain it, because on Amar Al, the Gemara talks about Tkufas Nissen, but it really means Tkufas Tishrei. If Tkufas Nissen is going to be too late, then Tkufas Tishrei is going to be too late, and Sukkot is going to be the wrong time. I don't know, the Rambam does not explain too well. Okay, that's enough for now. Let's say Smicha Zikenin. We're up to Smicha Zikenin. I'm going out of town for Shabbos. I won't be able to be Shiva on Sunday morning. So tomorrow morning I'll give you a regular Shiva. The only Shaila is, should we learn some more Gemara? Should we continue? Or should we do Parshas HaShavua? Or Hanukkah?
We'll take a democratic vote.
Okay, so someone will take a democratic vote and we'll find it. Okay, he'll let me know later. Good, okay. But tomorrow the shiur is normal time. Okay. Yes.
Pesach sounds so for Matir. The Korban Pesach.
You've been in peace.
We should have stopped the recording.
And I think it was also, but yeah, so there.